Hello, and welcome to Divine Chaos, the podcast where we are learning to live awake. We're exploring psychological blocks that get in the way, and we're leaning into the divine chaos of this jacked up journey that is our life. I'm Janine Miller Delaney, and here is my co-host, colleague in psychotherapy, friend and spiritual sojourner, Ruth Friend.
We invite you into this moment in space where we can take some time to release, at least for a while, all of our judgments and expectations of ourselves. Come here into this holy instant with us and just breathe here, now, and remember you are exactly as love created you. There is nothing you need to do or fix. This is your time to just be and breathe here with us and with love itself.
Welcome back. Today's podcast is just another little reflection with myself, Janine. Ruth has been occupied a bit with being a new grandma and helping her daughter as she recovers. So I am feeling blessed to get to just reflect with you on some of the messages that I've been receiving here just recently. And this is actually following up on the podcast that I just did, opening your channels to receive love. I, in that, had kind of talked about just this concept of what you put your attention on. We're creating our own experience by what we choose to put our attention on. And I had brought this question to love itself. I had given myself some time again to just be still and to let my mind settle and hear what love would have me hear. And here is the message that came to me about this. What you put your attention on, you make yours. That is why I told you, tell them how much I love them. I'm calling you home to love, to tune into the depth of my love for each of you, for you. Put your attention on love, on being loved, and being love, and you will be the truth of you. You will awaken from the dream of illusion. As you learn to call, to welcome love, to be only the love that you are, and therefore see only the love that surrounds you, carries you, guides you, supports you, lifts you, embraces you, is ever present. Your steadfast guide. My kingdom is yours as you learn to see the fullness of my love that engulfs you. You soon will come to see that you swim in an ocean of love, and no illusion of the ego can penetrate the power of our one love as you accept the reality of your home in love. This message I received just this morning, and I'm still letting it soak in. I took a walk after I received this and just really said, help me just to get this more and more. What you put your attention on, you make yours. I think the thing that really struck me the most here. You soon will come to see that you swim in an ocean of love. So we are completely in every moment engulfed in love. And then it says, and no illusion of the ego can penetrate the power of our one love as you accept the reality of your home in love. And to me, therein is the challenge. Can I accept the reality that I am always home with love? can I accept the reality that love is what's real? And everything else really is neutral. Every other experience, anything but love, just really is neutral. It's just what spin my ego wants to put on it. Or I could accept everything exactly as it is and just tune into love completely surrounding me, like I'm swimming in an ocean, just totally engulfed in love. The ego wants us to think that we're separate. I heard one person describe it like it's the ego, the denial that love is so real is like an immune system for this whole experience of separation. At some point, you know, the operating system is set up for us to believe that we're separate. And then to have the joy and the experience of remembering that we're not. Some ask, and I've struggled with this, I think, because when I hear suffering and I work with clients and I know people are struggling, I wonder, you know, what is the point of all of this suffering? All of this hurt. And then I was remembering, I was hearing from love itself that reminder that really all of it is just about us remembering what we are not. The pain is really a catalyst to helping us remember our truth. And so the question in the midst of suffering and pain maybe is to ask, do you hear love calling you through this? Where is love calling you to remember? So everything, every experience that's not of love is really just a reminder, a catalyst to help us remember who we are, to help us remember that we are not separate and alone. We are not this pain, and we're not identified with any of this. Our worth is not reflected in the money we're making, the amount of taxes we owe, the situation that's arising around us. I repeatedly hear love say to me, wear this world loosely, because it all is about remembering that we're really not of this world. We get to experience it, but it's really about remembering who we really are. What you put your attention on, you make yours. Can we put our attention on the reality of love? Can we put our attention on the reality of love's presence around us? So often I'm getting better at reminding myself, I forgive myself. I need to forgive myself for choosing a dream of separation, because I'm ready to come home. I'm ready to remember that I'm home, that I don't need to experience the suffering anymore, because I remember I'm already taken care of. And so now I get to choose to see love in everything. I get to choose to trust that love is always going to support me and guide me. I can choose acceptance that everything is happening exactly as it needs to, and I don't have to put any judgment on it. I don't have to label it as good or bad. I can just see it all as neutral. I can choose to release all of my resistance to love. I can choose to just release. I can release the need to think, to fix. I know the ego is just complicating things. I can choose to let go of the ego. I can choose freedom. I can choose abundance. I can choose to accept bliss. I can choose to let my union, my one mind with love, lead instead of the ego. I can take a deep breath and let go of whatever is keeping me from accepting happiness. And I can choose happiness. I can choose truth. I can choose to accept that heaven is here right now. I can choose our one love that is always here, that I'm swimming within. I can choose beauty. I can choose to recognize that I am guiltless, that I don't need to keep judging myself. So I guess I'm wondering, can you notice, you know, what you're choosing? Are you allowing yourself to accept that you are worthy of swimming in this ocean of love, this current where you're taken care of and guided and protected? Or are you noticing the ego, you know, messing with you and trying to create more turmoil than there needs to be? In this message, it says, put your attention on love, on being loved, and being love, and you will be the truth of you. You will awaken from the dream of illusion as you learn to call to welcome love, to be only the love that you are, and therefore see only the love that surrounds you, carries you, guides you, supports you, lifts you, embraces you, and is ever present, your steadfast guide. Maybe this is a moment to pause and reflect on the ways that love has provided and supported you and guided you when you've let it. We do have that choice. We can let ourselves be led by the ego, and that really makes things mucky, makes things a lot harder than they need to be. But can you reflect back on the times where you let love take care of you? And notice, you know, how that all worked out. We have to give love a chance to show up. But if we don't let our ego minds be still, if we don't pay attention to when we're judging ourselves or others, or when we ignore our grief and don't allow ourselves to bring it to love, then we miss it. We miss the opportunity to let love take care of us. And to notice where love will show up for us. You soon will come to see that you swim in an ocean of love, and no illusion of the ego can penetrate the power of our one love as you accept the reality of your home in love. No illusion of the ego can penetrate the power of our one love. Wow, that's pretty cool to think about. So I could stay in an illusion of the ego, you know, worrying about money, thinking, you know, that's where my worth is, or I'm not going to be okay. But when I give that ego message, when I bring the pain of that, all of that to love, love can transform it all and help us to see in a new way that we are being taken care of, and then the illusion of the ego just falls away. We realize it wasn't true. But we really have to we have to test it out from the standpoint of saying, okay, I'm not going to listen to the ego this time. What would love have me here? And a few podcasts ago, I think I talked about the tree of compassion, but I don't know that I went over the tree of judgment in any of these podcasts. And that one is a really great kind of practical exercise to help you undo the ego stuff. And that, when you do the tree of judgment, you start at the top of the tree, so the leaves and the branches, and you write down all the things that feel bad, the ways that you're feeling that feel bad. Maybe I'm feeling heavy, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling low energy, feeling hard on myself. Write all the feelings at the top of the tree with the branches. And then as you come down along the trunk, write down the messages that you've been telling yourself. What are the ego messages you've been saying to yourself? Where have you been judging yourself? Are you saying you're not enough? Are you saying you failed at something? Are you saying this is all my fault? Or are there shoulds? Are you shoulding on yourself? I should have been able to stop this, or this is not okay the way it is. Just write whatever comes to mind of all the messages you're telling yourself. And then as you go down the trunk, then come down to the roots of the tree and name the toxic core message that really is kind of the source of all of it. And somewhere it's usually about your worth. You know, my worth is attached to some outcome here. Or maybe it has to do with, you know, I'm alone and I should be able to fix this on my own, or I'm not enough. So it kind of helps you to tune in and get even more clear on the overall toxic message you're telling yourself. And then that's when you can say, now, wait a minute, what is the truth that love itself has told me? So you can rewrite that toxic message and now start with the tree of compassion. And at the roots of your new tree, write the message, the truth, the opposite of this toxic message that love would have you hear. I think that's a really great exercise for literally, figuratively helping you get to the root of a yucky feeling, you know, of a heaviness, of depression. Honestly, I need to use that one more. I haven't used that very often for myself. I usually just start out journaling. And I think probably within my journaling, that's kind of how it goes. I start out with the feelings, start to identify the messages I'm telling myself, the lies I'm telling myself. And I let myself grieve, you know, just feel the sadness of the pain that these messages have caused. And that really is where then the heart starts to open so that you can receive the love that is there for you, so that you can begin to realize you are swimming in love. Love is engulfing you and embracing you and always there for you. So thank you for joining me in this reflection today. I am grateful to get to share this little piece of my world with you, for those of you that are open and wanting to find your own sense of connection to love. And I thank you if you are a subscriber, or appreciate it if you want to consider subscribing or just sharing this podcast with anyone you think it might be, who might be open and ready to go a little deeper in their journey. Wishing you much peace. May you see and feel the love that surrounds you in this day.